All right. After that.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Lillian Curry.
And my name is Cole Raymond.
And this is the Weekly Stool Edition XYZ. Yeah, big week. Big week here.
Big week here, making us nervous over at the studio doing the whole intro with the mics off.
Doing the whole intro with the mics off, but we're back, we're ready. My hands are still frozen from being outside, so
yes.
We'll blame it on that.
No, but we're about to start sweating in here, okay?
Yeah, we're about to start sweating.
Back in the oven,
so
doesn't matter how cold it is outside.
As many of you know, we do our show alphabetically, and we pride ourselves on having a letter a week. So this might be a shock to some, but this week we're doing three letters at once.
Yeah, we kind of estimated to the end of the year and didn't realize that it was finals and we'd be leaving earlier than the actual last day.
Yes.
So we have only 2 days left and we really want to do like a special like
last
end of
show.
Season show. So we had to pack XYZ into this one episode.
But it honestly works out, I think. Not to diminish the value of any XYZ artists out there, but there aren't a lot of you.
There's not a lot of you.
There's not a lot of you
not
guys.
Not a lot at all.
And not a lot of clean. There's a lot of, in my hunt for Y's especially, there are a lot of rappers who have the first name Young spelled a variety of different ways. but it's like Young Flocka, like whatever. Young Graham. Young
Gravy.
Gravy, yeah.
Thug.
Young Gravy, Young Thug.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we will not be playing a lot of those young fellows tonight.
Mm-hmm. No Youngs in the list, actually.
Because they're mostly explicit. But, you know, that's life.
It's okay. We got two yellows.
We got two yellows.
Two X's that don't belong. Like, the X that doesn't belong in the word. Three of them. One yeah.
Don't give away the whole show.
No. I'm just giving away little bits and pieces. You know, it's a little preview.
The show preview.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff. So we're gonna start off with Changes by Yes. They're like supposed to be like the first like prog band. They're supposed to be like the first prog band, and they're so good. And this is the best song. So Changes by Yes.
Enjoy.
Jump into There's no way to save it.
Fools, only such jealous hearts, only through love changes come, changing places.
Yay!
Put yourself, no, I have to do the whole rest of the song.
No, you don't.
Put yourself.
So yeah, that's a great song. Thank you for that, Cole. if you want to hear the, no, I don't want
to. You just want to sing.
If you want to hear the last minute and a half of it, look up Changes by Yes on Spotify.
Do it.
Up next, to keep the ball rolling, we have an ex-group, Xscape.
Whoa.
Get it? Like, escape,
but like with an X.
Yeah. This song, if you're someone who listens to music on SoundCloud frequently, you've probably, I'm going to say like 85% have heard this song sampled. I believe it's a song called Might Be. Like, I got a feeling that I might be, ha. You know what I mean? By Jeremiah. DJ Luke Nasty. That's who it's by.
Yeah, DJ Luke Nasty.
DJ Luke Nasty. And that is a pretty big SoundCloud, or started off as a pretty big SoundCloud song. And then Might Be by Anderson .Paak also samples the song, I believe. So check it out. If you catch that sample, like, great. I think it's really obvious, but yeah, so this is...
Because you're smart.
Because I'm smart. No, just because I'm a psycho. This is Who Can I Run To by Xscape. Enjoy.
Is I
can I run to?
So yes.
That was good.
Lots of samples stem from that. From that tune. Again, I just told this to Cole, but I was actually listening to that song, and my first reaction was, oh my god, they sampled, like, Anderson .Paak or whatever. And then I was like, wait, that came first. Yeah.
Just, you know, realizing the order of things.
Realizing the order of things. Oh, so funny.
That was from 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a year.
Great time for...
What happened to
I realized I was not alive in 1995 yet, but, you know, maybe I was an idea.
What's something that happened in 1995?
We'll get back to you.
I don't think I can name anything off the top of my head.
This next song is by...
Wait, Lily, come on. We gotta think of something. No, don't look something up. No, 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 no. Come on.
1995.
Just think of something.
I have something, but I can't say it.
Oh, really? Okay, we're gonna think really hard about this.
I'm gonna come back to you on that. So this next group is called Yellow Days.
Yellow Days.
And I actually don't know anything about them. But
okay.
I like them a lot. Their album art on their Spotify page is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's very like cotton candy pop art.
Ooh, yes. Tumblr, I see. It's all very pastel.
Yeah.
Like.
Of course, like, their album covers are like a picture of a guy, but his face is like smeared out. It fits them.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is How Can I Love You.
It's very new hipster.
Very, what is it? Hesh. Hesh.
Hesh?
Very hesh. That's the slang hesh. Term for it.
All right.
So this is How Can I Love You by Yellow.
Granola.
Crunchy. Yes. Here we go. Enjoy.
Words I speak, and now you're taking me seriously.
Yes, yeah, so that was Yellow Day.
That was so good.
Yellow Days, very that
was,
cute.
Yeah, that was really cute.
A lot of their stuff is funky like that. Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, that reminds me of like King Cruel, like you know, yeah. Same kind of vibe.
Yes. So, up next.
up on this here stool.
I wish you guys could see the stool that we have.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. We put some lights on it. There's a speaker.
We bedazzled the top.
There's a cooler in it.
There's a cooler in it.
It has wheels.
It has its own Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you could ask for.
It's an AI.
It can do your grocery shopping for you.
Yeah, it can write letters.
And it's a hands-free driver, so it's an automatic car.
Oh my gosh, wow. Can it bring you stuff?
It can bring you things.
Wow.
If you ask it to.
Like you forgot your phone in your room.
Yeah. Yeah. Our stool will go back and get it for you.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
It will come
music.
Back in like a minute because it has rockets on the bottom.
Yeah, it can fly there. Teleport. It can also
teleport through time. So be careful with that.
Yeah. So up next we have this song.
This song. This is Yasmin Lacey. She's a legend of the vocals these days. She's just an up and coming one of those new people that's gonna, you know, is gonna be a legend for years and years to come. This is Yasmin Lacey
with
90 degrees.
super nice, super clean,
super duper nice and super
I love clean. Yasmin Lacey.
Me too.
Yasmin Lacey.
That's all, right, well, all I have to say.
Yeah, that was it. Was just great.
It was just great. It was just great.
Next up is going to be "No Going Back" by Yuno. Again, this is a mystery artist for me.
As you can see, we really know what we're doing today.
Yes, we really, really do.
We have
a great flow.
I wanted to play.
What are we gonna?
Well, I was just gonna see if there's any information about. Oh. He's described as an electric singer/songwriter who blends pop, rock, hip-hop, and R&B.
That doesn't really help me.
That doesn't really help me at all. But, you know,
We can let the music speak for
we'll
itself.
We'll let the music speak for itself. Yeah, he looks cool. Here we go.
Yuno.
This is "No Going Back" by Yuno, spelled Y-U-N-O.
Yuno.
Yuno.
Lots of la la la.
Lots of la la laing.
I don't know if I'm a la 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 fan.
I'm more of like a doo 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 fan.
I don't know if I like any of those.
I think the resonance of the ooh syllable when you sing it.
Yeah,
is
I mean,
a
it's
lot
fun
nicer
to
than the ah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even if you have a super resonant ah sound.
Like an ah.
Like a hollow, spacious head. Yeah, like a head voice ah that has a lot of substance to it. I feel like an ooh will always sound better. Hot take.
I mean, I like saying all of them, you know, but like in songs.
Ooh, yeah.
Like I don't like a lot of those.
I don't like la 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 la.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Christmas song.
Well, if it's like fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
Yeah, or like, yeah, that.
That's great.
But if it's just like doo doo doos or bahs or has or whatever.
It's kind of wasted space.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. Could have put lyrics in there.
I'm super excited for this next artist. What about you, Cole?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah!
So this up next, we're going to be playing some Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Marley.
Who is the oldest son of, quote, reggae legend Bob Marley.
Quote, and his reggae wife, legend?
I'm just reading the Spotify.
Oh, okay.
About. So yeah, he's the oldest son of Bob Marley. He's kind of broken
out. He
kind of
looks like Bob Marley.
He kind of does. I mean, it makes sense because they're related.
Yeah, I got you.
But he kind of made his own way as a solo artist and reggae star, which is cool. It's always interesting to see like the products, like the children of,
yeah,
especially
see
famous
if it's
singers.
Actually hereditary.
We'll see even if it's hereditary or if they have the same passions, or you know, like maybe what if Ziggy Marley just wanted to like be an engineer, you know, like
I mean it's just like a very personal connection that,
yeah,
you have to somebody,
yeah,
and then they happen to be like very passionate about something
also.
So you
it's
become
cool.
passionate
it's
about
cool
it
it's cool to see like the children of celebrities kind of in their direction in life.
Yeah, like Willow.
Like Willow, if you remember our Willow moment. I'm a big Willow fan.
Yeah.
Smith, for those who are confused. So this is gonna be Beach in Hawaii by Ziggy Marley. Definitely wish I was on a beach in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And not bracing myself against the Arctic tundra that is this winter weather.
To go from torture to torture.
To go from class to the winter wonderland outside, to class to the library.
To the library.
And then it's dark at 4.
And then it's dark
and
then
your seasonal
you're
depression
hungry.
Is slamming at the door and you're trying not to cry.
And you don't want to walk anywhere because everywhere's too far.
Because everywhere's freezing. There was some crazy wind there today. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, there was.
The wind, I was...
I usually never zip up the jacket, but I had to.
I had to watch my roommate in case she started flying away. I was greatly concerned about the wind picking her up and swooping
she
her away.
She just opens her jacket the wrong way,
yeah,
and
for
catches
real.
A gust.
I was, you know, inches away from just taking my hands and pushing her against the ground to keep her stable.
So you gotta get on a skateboard, open up your jacket.
Just fly.
Just let it, like, just lift be a sail, you know?
Yeah,
be a sailboat.
Like, have a little Pixar up moment,
oh,
grab
yeah.
some balloons and start flying away.
Mm-hmm.
And there are talking dogs everywhere, you know? Okay, so this is Beach in Hawaii by Ziggy Marley. Enjoy!
On the beach in Hawaii. About you every day.
that was some nice light reggae.
Some nice reggae with a little studio freak out in the middle, you know, because we're trying to type zungu zungu go zungu zang.
Zungu zungu go zungu zang.
Yeah, that one.
Zungu.
So it's Z U N G G U Z U N G G U G U Z U N G G U Z E N G.
Wow, I really hate that. This song is great though. This is Zunga 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 Zang.
Zunga 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 Zang
by Yellow Man.
Yes.
This is our second yellow.
Second yellow, second reggae.
Second reggae back to back. A little bit of a different reggae vibe.
Yeah, definitely. This is more of like a kind of like 80s reggae vibe. You know what I mean? It's a little more electric. I think they use a drum machine.
It's a kind of a, it's described as a new era of reggae.
It's, yeah.
Which is music following Bob Marley's death.
Yeah, gotcha. He's albino. He was abandoned as a baby. Did you get those?
Yes. He also had a lot of very graphic things happen to him.
Yes, a lot of medical issues. His jaw is messed up.
Sideways.
You know, but he still sings. Still dances around. He's very energetic.
He's a very interesting life.
Yeah, we'll read all about it.
If you are interested in it, I don't think I should read about it right now, out loud, but check it out.
Yellow Man.
This is Zunga Zung Guga Zung Gazang.
Yes.
By Yellow Man.
Yellow Man.
Patch. Yellow man made it. And you say after me done made it, me set it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Say if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 + 5, it equal to 10. And if you have goat, you put them in a pen. And if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. Now zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Jump for happiness and jump for joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Lady and then you so take fi tire. Brave guy lad him call him child. You know fi call yellow man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take iron knife fi boy. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Catch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Ka 00119. Yellow man make you feel so fine. Me chatter me lyric, me chatter me na rhyme. Me na eat like me full up a rhyme. Ka yellow man him na commit no crime. Ka zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Hey, go shung pen, go shung shung pen. Hey, go shung pen, go shung shung pen. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell you yellow man, I'm too much girlfriend. Can't offer the matter, but me not a no girlfriend. You a idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them a be yellow children. All of them a be yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. None of them a ask me, oh, me have enough girlfriend too. Arguments, I have enough arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have enough arguments. Me enter in the house of parliament. Prime Minister and his wife have to keep silent. A true yellow man, a chat intelligent. They put me in the court, the judge say you're innocent too. Arguments, I have enough arguments. Sanja should have been my girlfriend. Hey, Lady Anne should have been my girlfriend. Make a zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Hey, you know fi jump fi happy or joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Nobody take John Joff fi toy. Me brother I love them call him Uri. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. You let go violence. You smoke I shen. You deal with violence. You go down silent. But tell your yellow man come fi tell them again. You live a Kingston or you live a me a pen. Say if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. And if you have a star, you must
must have a end. But watch yellow man come fi rock them again, Lord. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, jumpy happiness, a jumpy joy. You know fi take yellow man fi boy. You know fi take yellow man fi time. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, kushung peng. Shushushung peng. But in your yellow voice it sound like FM. The other rest of voice sound like AM. But in your yellow man come fi rock them again. You could a live a Kingston, Moby a me a pen car. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey. No fi call yellow man, no boy. You fi jump fi happiness and jump fi joy. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng.
I kind of had a biggest obsession with that song back a summer ago.
A summer ago.
A big summer, like a long summer ago, like not a short summer ago, you know?
Yeah.
Like two of them. And I just got really into it. And my band had the honor of opening up for him when he came around to town. And when he was on stage, he was just, like, so energetic, and, like, his dancing was, like, really sexual.
I'm sure.
And, like, yeah, and the way that he does it, the way that he performs, it's all, like, really improvised, so he'll just kind of go into the chorus whenever, and, like, the band just kind of has to, like, follow him around, and he'll just, like, improvise most of the lyrics. So, like, there was just a lot of time where he was just jumping around stage, like, humping at everybody. Like,
it, nice.
Yeah, it was
very...
So, if
you ever wondered what a Yellow Man concert was like,
yeah,
that's
it's
it.
Very, very sexual. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So up next, you know, some more XYZ classics like the Zombies.
Classic Z group.
You know, the Z's. Catching Z's.
Catching Z's.
With the Zombies.
This is going to be Time of the Season, which is a classic Zombies song.
Gotta play it.
Gotta play it.
Gotta play it.
So enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you.
Rich like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you.
So that song is very time appropriate.
Time appropriate?
We were just discussing the nature of cuffing season.
Oh, what that yes.
means. So for those who don't know what cuffing season is, it starts right about now. In my head, the way that relationships work, like in the larger span of things, is there's this thing called the turkey dump, which is when relationships end around Thanksgiving due to the inherent stress that like having to introduce your significant other to your family brings.
And also summer's been over for like 2 months.
Yeah, summer's been over for a while. So if you're in a long distance relationship, you haven't seen each other. There's a lot of reasons the turkey dump happens, but it's a very common occurrence. And then after the turkey dump, a lot of people are single. And it's cold outside. It starts to get cold outside.
That's the true variable there.
And this like cozy inside craving comes around. So everyone just wants to be in a relationship.
Yeah, and you just want to invite somebody over and watch a movie.
Watch a movie, you know? Like make pancakes in the morning. Like, you know, you want someone to exchange gifts with, and it's casual and it's fun and it's romantic.
Yes.
And so all these winter songs are like, you know, me and my girlfriend go riding in the snow or whatever, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, it's just a very romantic season. So cuffing season comes right before it.
Yeah.
When we're all just
gunning
for...
When everyone's cold and lonely and stressed out at college. Yeah, everyone's gunning for love. You want something to go home and talk to your family about over the long winter break. You know, and your aunts and uncles are like, so you're dating anybody, you know?
And you're like, you know what? Actually, yeah, this time,
I actually am. So that's what cuffing season is. So that song is very, very time appropriate because the cuffing bells are ringing right about
ring-a,
now.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Come get them. Get them while they're
so
hot.
So be on the watch for that. It's around the time when, like, you start to see a bunch of people holding hands around campus, around here, especially at Lafayette. And all of a sudden, everywhere you look, like, people are doing homework together in the library. And like, you know, someone's beau's bringing them coffee and whatever. Yeah. So that's great.
Being
brought coffee is, in my head, to me personally, one of the most romantic things you can do for a person.
Hear
that, boys.
Everybody write that down.
I love being brought coffee. I don't know. I have, yeah. Coffee's great. I love coffee.
Because you have to make it and it's hot.
You have to know how the other person likes their coffee, which is just like one of those little details that people like to flex that they know about each other. But yeah.
It's a process.
It's like I know you, and I'm subtle
about
it.
Here's
a treat. Okay, so up next, a very different vibe than the song we just played. This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs to add another Y. We might have to play an X after this because we've only played one.
Ooh, yeah, we'll do an X.
But this is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Heads Will Roll, the A-Track
remix. Yeah, A-Track remix.
There's a lot of remixes to this song.
They have an album of remixes just of this song.
I've heard this a ton in the last couple years of my life.
It's a big club classic.
It's a big, like, college club party, darty classic song.
Yeah, and it's not something you'll hear the boomers imitating or anything.
No.
Like, this is like a deep
no,
cut.
This is like a deep cut. A party song. But you know what? Like, sometimes when it's dark out and you're cold and you're listening to your headphones are plugged in, you know, and you're trying not to be depressed.
Yeah, you
just
can
play songs like this.
Transition to party time.
And it brightens your day.
Yeah.
So this is Heads Will Roll, the A-Track remix by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
We hope some of your heads will roll.
Enjoy.
You're all chrome.
Okay, so yeah, that was our party song. Lots of memories.
Yeah, it got very hype.
Got very hype.
That was a very hype song.
Up next is another dance song, just because.
Oh, because why not? We're in the dancing
mood. And we're
mood.
Actually not playing an X, we're playing a Z. This is going to be Zhu, spelled Z-H-U.
No, Lily. Z-H-U.
Oh, wait. Oh.
It wasn't supposed to be nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So this artist I didn't know until my sophomore year of high school, and I was at a music festival in New York called Meadows, and it was the first year that they had it there, and it was at City Field in Queens, and I was there with all my friends, and it was the first night of the festival, and I'd never seen like a house kind of like dance music-y performer live before.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I think I was 16. And Zhu came out, and he just had, like, it was dark, and then he had these bright red lights, like, slowly come up when he walked on stage, and it was one of the coolest experiences of my life.
Oh, man.
And it was also the first time I ever got on someone's shoulders at a music festival, so I was, like, sitting up on, this like, my friend's shoulders above the whole crowd.
Yeah.
And this song started playing, and it was just, like, a cute, it's not, like, a deep house track at all, but it was, like, a cute friend moment.
That's
and
a great
I liked
scene.
It a lot. And so after that I listened to a lot of his stuff. This is from his earlier album, I believe. Or the second one.
Generation Y.
And then
which is 2016.
And then what's the gray album?
Is the gray one? That was before that. Came for the Low or
Came for the Low. It has like Faded and
Wait.
So that
it's like not showing up here.
His other album I like a lot. The one with Cocaine Model on it.
The Night Day.
Yeah, for some reason it's not right there on the profile, but whatever. So that he
played. It's a single, it's further down.
He played all the songs from that EP or whatever. And then this song from Palm of My Hand, I believe. Nope.
Generation Y.
Generation Y, yeah. Okay. So this is Hometown Girl by Zhu. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready.
Be my hometown girl. There's nothing like her in this world. I'm tired of the get around girl. Ain't nothing like my hometown girl.
You told me you were cool with kicking it. In my crib, in my pool, we'd be dipping it. But some days you would look at me so different. Is it because I'm in the music biz, or you don't wanna love me when I'm just struggling? But you still tell me that you're my hometown chick. Why?
I'm missing someone else.
I can't make you change.
liked that.
That was a kind cute little bop. Chill dance. His other music is very different if you listen to it. So if you're into it, Zoo, Z-H-U, he has a variety of vibes. Check it out. You have been listening
Vibe
to
variety.
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania.
My name is Cole Raymond.
And my name is Lillian Curry.
And this has been the Weekly Stool
Edition
XYZ.
And to tie things off, we have...
Oh, Lord.
We have XXXTentacion.
Tarnation.
With his song, Moonlight.
XXXTarnation.
The clean version. Illy, guys.
Illy.
This is one of my
this is our last letter week ever.
I might cry.
It's crazy.
But here we go. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mariah, should I look good in the moonlight? Watch me go by my spotlight, moonlight. Yeah, we'll get you, get you more right. Should I look good in the moonlight? Watch me go by my spotlight, moonlight. Wait, you get you more right. Should I look good in the moonlight? Watch me go by my spotlight, moonlight. Listen.